Daily Brief, July 15, 2026. Top of mind. ASML raised full-year guidance for the second time and reported record orders, confirming the AI CapEx supercycle is accelerating. This reinforces longs in NVDA, AMD, TSM, AMAT, and the broader semi-supply chain. Meanwhile, the US launched fresh strikes on Iran, with Trump threatening to hit power plants and bridges next week. Brent above $85, Gulf Coast crack spreads at record highs, XOM, CVX, VLO, MPC are direct beneficiaries. IBM crashed 25% on a profit warning, dragging software names ACN, Now, WDAY, clear rotation from legacy IT to AI hardware. PayPal jumped 20% on a reported 53B takeover offer from Stripe, Char Advent. Catalyst Radar, Fed Chair. Warsh testifies before Senate Banking today, PPI, June, and Johnson & Johnson United Airlines earnings. Markets, S&P 500, Bagwell 0.38%, NASDAQ, Farrell 0.90%, Dow flat, held back by IBM. Goldman plus 9%, JPM plus 2%, Citi 5.3%, WFC 2.7%. Brent crude plus 1.7% to $84.73. Confirmed traffic through Strait of Hormuz fell to just 10 ships Monday. Gold plus 1.6% to 4,061. 10-year yield fell 2.4 BP to 4.585%. WSJ dollar index 0.4%. US refiners are minting money. Gulf Coast 3.2.1 crack spread hit a record 62 EBL. Citi notes 5% of global refined product supply is offline. Iran, Russia, China export cuts. VLO, MPC, PSX, EPS forecasts tripled versus last summer. Corporate bond spreads versus treasuries are near post-2008 lows on long-duration IG, driven by institutional demand for income. Risk, more AI bonds hitting supply, Amazon 2066, and Fed rate hike risk. Stock issuance surge, 344.7B of new shares YTD, exceeding full-year totals for 2022-2025. SpaceX, SK Hynix, Anthropic Pipeline. Buyback slowing, some analysts flag late-cycle risk. Economy, June CPI cooled to plus 3.5% YOY versus 3.8% expected, down from 4.2% in May. Core services moderated. Software prices surged 17.4%, likely AI adoption. Fed Chair Warsh called for regime change in monetary policy, reiterated 2% inflation target is non-negotiable, said economy expanding at solid pace. Business investment, AI data centers called most striking feature. Mortgage rates rose to 6.65%, highest since August 2025. Purchase apps fell 7%, Wowbow, refi apps plus 4%. Business finance, big banks, JPM, Goldman, MS, BofA, Citi, WFC collectively earned 49B, plus 39% YOY. MS reported record quarterly revenue, 21.35B, and profit, plus 58%, equities trading rev, plus 69%, BNY Mellon profit, plus 22%. Goldman equity underwriting fees doubled on SpaceX IPO. Citi fell on plans to reinvest heavily in good times, expenses concern. JPM CEO Dimon, it's getting close to as good as it gets. IBM plunged 25%, worst day ever, on a profit warning. Customers shifting spending to AI, hardware, Chartres memory chips, away from software and infrastructure. Dragged Accenture, Gartner, Workday, ServiceNow. PayPal plus 20% pre-market on Reuters, report that Stripe plus Advent offered 53B $60.50 a shabai to acquire it. PayPal hasn't responded yet. Lucid denied bankruptcy rumor, shares fell 16%. Says liquidity sufficient into next year, but cut 18% of US workforce. Circle received OCC approval to launch a national trust bank for digital asset custody. Shares plus 113% pre-market. JP Morgan investing $24 million in Philadelphia Submarine Manufacturing, Rhodes Industries, as part of 1.5T National Security Initiative. BATA benefiting from FDA guidance allowing new vape pouch sales during application review. Smokeless sales nearing 20% of revenue, valuation re-rating potential. PMI already trades at 21x earnings. World geopolitics, US launched fresh wave of strikes on Iran early Wednesday against coastal defense systems and cruise missile sites on Greater Tunbi Island. Trump, we're going to hit them very hard tonight. Next week comes the power plants and bridges. Ceasefire is over. Analysts warn of forever war risk. Iran has attacked tankers in the Gulf. Strait of Hormuz traffic collapsed to single digits. Brent above $85. This is the primary driver of energy price risk. Richemont shares plug 6% after 20% sales growth. Jewelry plus 24%. Positive read for LVMH, Hermes. Luxury demand broadening to watches, plus 8%, and fashion, plus 10%. Technology, AI. ASML raised 2026 sales guidance to 43 Darchin 45B, Previ 36 and 40B, gross margin 54 son 56%. Record orders considering 30% output boost to EUV capacity in 2027 and again in 2028. China still the 20% of sales, shares plus 3.4% in US pre-market. Alibaba, Baba, plus 3.7% on news that its Quen AI will be integrated into Apple Intelligence in China after Chinese regulator approval. New York became first US state to ban new large-scale data centers, 50 Madam Millavar, for 1 year. Governor cited grid strain and ratepayer costs. Backlash from tech, Senran Fetterman, China wins. Apple in talks with startup Prism ML that shrinks AI models to run on iPhone. Released compressed Alibaba Quen model, 54GB, 4GB. Could enable on-device Siri overhaul. Meta sued by current Shark former employees alleging AI systems discriminated in May layoffs by failing to account for medical family leave. Lawsuit points to token consumption metrics, DeepSeek preparing for Shanghai IPO as early as Q2 2027, aiming to raise at 71B+ valuation, also raising more debt, equity. AI for drug discovery, Roche's Genentech built Lab in the Loop, using AI to predict targets. But Wall Street waiting for bottom-line proof, clinical success rates haven't improved. Standouts. Warren Buffett told CNBC he personally initiated Berkshire's Alphabet investment, but says it's not among his top five businesses due to AI capex demands. Star analyst Dan Ives left Wedbush to co-found Merchant Bank, Yorkville Ives & Cubbernan, focused on AI, tech and infrastructure financing. A bipartisan group of senators introduced the Promise Act to create a legislative process for Social Security reform ahead of 2032 trust fund depletion. Goldman Sachs former top lawyer Catherine Remler faces House oversight questioning today on Jeffrey Epstein ties. U.S. Attorney General nominee Todd Blanche faces Senate judiciary hearing. Controversy over Epstein document release and a cancelled $1.8 billion anti-weaponization fund.